High temperatures on Saturday between 60 and 65 degrees. Scattered light showers expected late morning into the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
College Park is at 52, Fairfax City 52 degrees, National Mall at 54. Some of us could fall to 48 overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up here on WTOP, a protest against the war in Gaza continues at George Washington University. In the past hour or so, some demonstrators have pitched tents right onto H Street itself on campus. Right now, if you're 16 or younger, you're not allowed to be at National Harbor without a parent or guardian. A youth curfew is underway.
Small business owners say a National Harbor curfew will help, but they want a more permanent fix. I'm Matt Koufax.
A D.C. man sentenced for a deadly stabbing in Montgomery County last year.
A draft report on flooding that killed 10 dogs at a D.C. business is out now. I'm Kate Ryan.
Caps lose another one against the Rangers. 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Tornadoes hit Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska Friday afternoon. Hundreds of buildings and homes were damaged in Omaha, Nebraska. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports.
Multiple tornadoes being through the state.
That is a tornado in Lincoln, Nebraska.
With reports of major damage, including a building collapse near Waverly and a train blown off the tracks. The violent tornadoes also tearing through central Texas.
Additional college campuses are jumping in the protests against the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Lilia Luciano is in New York City.
New pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Loyola University in Louisiana, Stanford, and Arizona State.
ASU has been an extremely safe environment. I think that this year I have been feeling that that is not the case.
Here at Columbia University, where it all began, it's day 10 of protests, and student protesters are saying, we're going to keep the tents up until the university meets our demands.
Much of the first week of testimony in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial revolved around former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker.
Two witnesses were called after David Pecker. Rona Graff, a trusted associate of Donald Trump. She was his former executive assistant and moved her way up at the Trump Organization. And just before the proceedings adjourned for the weekend, they heard from Gary Faro, who's best described as a type of custodian of records for Michael Cohen.
CBS's Errol Barnett reporting. The Biden administration is again delaying a plan to ban menthol cigarettes. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the latest from the White House.
It's the second delay in 2 months, and the Secretary of Health and Human Services says only that more time is needed to consider feedback. The delay is certain to anger anti-smoking advocates, but it may be good news for those who smoke menthols. They're especially popular among black smokers and teenage smokers.
There is positive news out of the UK about the royal family. The BBC's Stuart McIntosh.
King Charles is to start returning to public duties in Britain next week after reacting positively to treatment for cancer. Buckingham Palace said doctors had been very encouraged by his progress so far. He'll continue to be treated for an unspecified form of the disease. His upcoming duties will include hosting Emperor Naruhito of Japan in June for a state visit.
King Charles is 75 years old. Regulators abruptly closed Republic First Bank operating in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, the first bank failure this year. Fulton Bank in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, will take over Republic's deposits, assets, and branches. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
WTOP at 1203. Good Saturday morning. It's the weekend, everybody. We finally made it. April 27th. Welcome in. Mostly cloudy, a bit chilly overnight early morning. Low from 45 to 52 before we're done. 53 in Washington now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your midnight hour, weekend Saturday morning ride. Topping the stories we're following this morning as we roll into this weekend together. Protests against the war in Gaza on the campus locally of George Washington University continue this Saturday morning. As of midnight, several protesters have pitched tents on H Street between 20th and 21st. The student-run newspaper, the GW Hatchet, reports this morning seven students in all, at least, have been suspended and charged with nine counts of misconduct in connection to their involvement in those earlier protests that formed the encampment. In a statement, the university confirms this morning that several students have been notified of their suspensions. The school says
that any student who remains in the university yard may be placed on temporary suspension and administratively barred from campus. Now, in the meantime, this Saturday morning, we're learning from the Washington Post that D.C. police apparently rejected pleas from GW officials this week to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampments on the university yard Friday morning. Now, police reportedly told the university then they were concerned about the optics of moving against a small number of peaceful protesters. Stick with WTOP throughout the weekend as we follow this developing story out of Northwest D.C. We'll keep you updated. WTOP at 12:04. Jewish leaders say they believe in the students' right to demonstrate, but they say anti-Semitic signs and slogans are crossing the line here.
There are violations of time, place, and manner restrictions, and there are restrictions that campuses can put in place. And we're seeing it beyond free speech. We're seeing intimidation. We're seeing harassment. And that is clearly consequences need to happen because of that type of conduct. And we've just now seen it in D.C. We saw it starting happening yesterday at George Washington University. And we're seeing signs like one that said the final solution with a picture of the Israeli flag. That is beyond free speech, and that is beyond using your voice to speak up and being anti-war. That is clearly anti-Semitism.
Meredith Weisel is a D.C. region director of the Anti-Defamation League. She joined us earlier on WTOP, where the time now is 12:05 Saturday morning. A new juvenile curfew is in effect this weekend for the first time in National Harbor. It says those 16 and younger must be with a parent or guardian. This applies on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. But what do those running the small businesses within the area think of this measure this morning? WTOP's Matt Koufax was on the National Harbor to find out.
Recently, what I've seen, teenagers fighting. Girls, little teenage girls on their phone trying to find other teenage girls to fight them, or guys trying to find dudes to fight, and they vandalizing people's stores that they work hard for in this harbor.
Small business workers like Amber, who has a job at Pepper Palace in National Harbor, tell me they're big supporters of this new juvenile curfew.
Hope it fixes whatever's going on with these kids.
She says late night crime is eroding small business morale in the area and hopes police take a harder stance against juvenile crime. She wants a more permanent solution to what she calls the craziness.
Don't call their parent. Put them in your police call. Talk to them. Then call their parent. Okay, that's not going to work. Put them in a jail cell.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
WTOP, Saturday morning at 12:06.
Breaking news on WTOP.
Word this morning that five people are in the hospital locally after being shot inside a nightclub in Northwest D.C. late last night. Happened around 11:30 p.m. Friday, we're told, on Connecticut Avenue in the DuPont Circle area. Police say five people were wounded, hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Officers also detained three people they believe are connected to that shooting incident. A gun was also recovered at the scene, we're told. Police say this morning the area is secure and there is no further threat to the community. Again, we'll keep you updated here on WTOP. Time now is 12:07. The flash floods that killed 10 dogs at a doggy daycare in the district happened last summer in August. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports this Saturday morning. An after-action report in draft form is out this weekend and includes previously reported problems along with new recommendations.
D.C.'s draft report on the Rhode Island Avenue flooding in August outlines what's been known, that communications problems delayed emergency response to district dogs where 10 dogs died in the flooding. The recommendations include projects to cut flood risks in the area. But Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner from Eckington, Joe Bishop Henchman, noted the only way into and out of the district dog's business led right into a flood zone.
You know, people just assumed, oh, they must have had like a stairway in the back to get up or a back door or something. No, they didn't.
And while there's a recommendation to keep that space vacant until flood risks could be ruled out, he says there's a broader question.
Why only having two exits below grade into a flood-prone area is acceptable?
The report from D.C.'s Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency was released by D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto's office. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It's Saturday, April 27th.
You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
Glad you're with us this morning at 12:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, 24/7 guaranteed here on WTOP. Our first midnight hit. Good morning to Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Good morning, Dean. Slow going both ways on the Beltway, getting across the American Legion Bridge to and across it because of work on the Virginia side of the Beltway. Outer loop, only the right lane gets by. Delays coming down from River Road. Inner loop, only gets by single file to the left with slow traffic coming up from 123. They are set up the way that they have been a couple of weekends this month, and that means that there could possibly be complete closures for 10 or 15 minutes in either direction through there. We'll be right here to tell you when that happens, if it happens. Westbound on I-66, construction coming out through the Roslyn Tunnel and out towards Glebe Road, down to just one lane, and then somebody broke down in that lane, so it's going to be a little bit of a zigzag pattern. Very slow as you leave Roslyn, heading out through Arlington. Past Glebe Road, you should do better on the way out across the Beltway and continuing through Centerville and Manassas. Southbound on 95, no trouble spots from Springfield, heading down towards Dale City. Wilson Bridge, A-OK in both directions on the Beltway. Outer loop is going to be slow going past Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Accident about a mile north of the interchange there. Still tying up the two right lanes. Downtown getting reports of a crash westbound on 695 as you come off the 11th Street Bridge heading over towards the Navy Yard. Watch for some brake lights through there. Accident cleanup eastbound on Route 50 at 202. The exit ramp to go north on Landover Road towards Bladensburg is still blocked. Your through lanes are open. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
Mostly cloudy to cloudy skies on your Saturday. Temperatures starting out cool, 48 to 53 degrees, and it is going to be a cool afternoon with scattered showers around the area. Not a washout day, but from time to time, a little wet weather late morning through the afternoon. 60 to 65, your high temperature this Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we are in 51 degrees in our, that would be really cold, 51 degrees in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 1210. Brought to you this morning, by the way, by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com and check them out. Check your money news now as we do at 10 and 40 past each hour this early Saturday morning. Jeff Claybaugh with us to wrap your business week.
The Fed's preferred measure of inflation shows it rose in March to an annual rate of 2.8%. Exxon and Chevron both report a big drop in profit margins on falling natural gas prices. Southwest Airlines has put a hold on hiring and is reducing some routes as it waits out new deliveries from Boeing. The Dow rallied 154 points in Friday's session. The Nasdaq finished the day up 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Latest on Donald Trump's hush money trial and where we stand rolling into the weekend. We're in depth next on WTOP. Good morning to you. Glad you're with us at 12:11 on WTOP.
My dad.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster?
I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go.
First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Stay up to date with WTOP News and 7 News First Alert Weather.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For one day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
It's the weekend, everybody. We've made it. Welcome in. It is Saturday morning, April 27th. If you're just joining us, glad you're with us this morning in the midnight hour Saturday. It'll be mostly cloudy, a bit chilly overnight early morning, 45 to 52 for the low before we're done, according to Veronica. Right now, we are looking at 51 degrees and holding in our nation's capital. Good morning. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in, 1214 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
There have been some serious concerns about whether or not Donald Trump's January 6th trial would be held this year before the November presidential election. And now that we've heard oral arguments just this week from the U.S. Supreme Court on presidential immunity, it may be almost guaranteed that trial will not happen this year. This morning, to flesh this out, we turn to WTOP's Dimitri Sotis, who discusses with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane Saturday morning.
The prospects of Donald Trump going on trial here in D.C. for election conspiracy and efforts to overturn the 2020 election have been dimming by the day, dimming by the hour. It's just not a lot of time left before November for that trial to happen pre-election 2024. And it seems from what the Supreme Court was saying, the tenor and content of their words at arguments yesterday, that they're about ready to shut the lights off altogether on that prospect. They're not speaking with one voice. They're not of one mindset. That was clear from arguments yesterday. They're going to need time to formulate their opinion and ruling. They're going to need probably a couple months to issue their ruling. And that is time that is simply not available at the federal courthouse down the street where Trump was to stand trial. They're going to need a couple months to get back on a war footing to have the trial if the case returns to that courthouse. And it's not clear that the Supreme Court will directly return it to that courthouse. It seems like that trial is going to slide into 2025. And that's assuming Donald Trump doesn't win re-election, because if he does, he seems primed to kill off the case altogether.
We do still have the hush money trial rolling along in New York, and that is certainly expected to conclude long before November. But what about anything else, like classified documents or the Georgia situation? Any progress there?
Those were already in the slow lane, especially the classified records case, where the judge in Florida has allowed it to get bogged down with, I mean, hundreds of entries into the court docket, and how many thousands of pages of arguments. That's been in the slow lane. It remains there. The Georgia case is so big, so sweeping. It's always been, you know, a long-term project too. But Jack Smith, the special counsel, built this Washington, D.C. case narrowly. It was a skinny case made for speed, no co-defendants, a narrow set of charges. And it's just been slowed down. And it's noteworthy for a few reasons, Dimitri. But one of them is that Jack Smith, in his arguments earlier in the case, trying to stop delay tactics, said the public has a right to a speedy trial, too. A speedy trial no one will be getting.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane on Skype with our Dimitri Sotis. A quick look this early Saturday morning as we roll into the weekend at the top stories we're following for you on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue their protest at George Washington University. The school says several students have already been suspended. Locally, until 6 a.m., anyone younger than 16 that's down at National Harbor without an adult can now face consequences after a youth curfew there has gone into effect. We'll keep you updated. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Coming up this half hour after traffic and weather Saturday morning.
We're getting a first-hand look at how Fairfax County police are cracking down on dangerous drivers. I'm Scott Gelman.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
My dad was my hero. I wanted to do something to help people just like he did. A few years ago, he was diagnosed with cancer from doing search and recovery at Ground Zero in the aftermath of 9/11. I was holding his hand when he took his last breath. I didn't want to let him go. First Responders Children's Foundation gave me a scholarship that changed my life. I'm a nurse now.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
It is Saturday morning, April 27th. Thanks for starting the midnight hour on your weekend with us here at WTOP. Time now is 12. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, traffic's first. For that, over to Robert Workman this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway looking a little better now. North of Joint Base Andrews had a crash about a mile north of Route 4 along the right side. You may still see some flashing lights off to the shoulder, but it looks like your lanes are open and the delays are easing now on the way up towards Largo and continuing around through Greenbelt and College Park. Still have the accident cleanup eastbound on Route 50 in Chevrolet at the exit ramp to 202 to go north on Landover Road towards Bladensburg. That ramp is blocked. Your through lanes, though, are open out towards the Beltway. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway, no issues in either direction between Capitol Plaza and Laurel. Downtown congestion on New York Avenue, both ways near Florida Avenue, with the long-term work zones there down to taking away the right lane, essentially, in both directions. Had a what looked like a fender bender on the westbound southeast-southwest freeway, 695 near the Navy Yard, just off the 11th Street Bridge. Still see a few brake lights through there. Beltway through Silver Spring and Bethesda is okay. Outer loop is going to be slow, though, south of River Road across the American Legion Bridge into the road work, where only a single right lane is getting by down towards the Georgetown Pike. They're working on the inner loop as well, with delays out of Tyson's Corner. Traffic only getting by single file to the left on the northbound side of the Beltway up towards the George Washington Parkway. No issues on the Beltway through Annandale and Springfield and over towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP traffic.
Well, clouds have been moving in, and there will be some rain this morning, some scattered showers, most of which will be late morning and going through the afternoon. Your temperature is 48 to 53 degrees with high 60 to 65. Not a washout day with this rain, but again, you'll want to have the umbrella. About a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain expected on your Saturday. Sunday, dry, mostly sunny, and more summery, 82 to 87 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 52 degrees in Rockville, 54 Ashburn, 52 Fort Washington, midnight hour, Saturday morning, April 27th. We are at 51 and holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this early morning on WTOP by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever with Gutter Helmet by Letnor Home Solutions. 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Check them out. WTOP at 1220.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Welcome to the weekend. Glad you're sharing it with us this midnight hour, Saturday, April 27th at 1221 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
On this Saturday morning in health-related news for you, the Biden administration is apparently delaying its proposed ban on those menthol cigarettes. In a statement this week, the White House says the administration needs more time to consider feedback on the ban, including from civil rights groups. While the ban is being shelved for now, the Biden administration, we hear, may still consider it later.
I think there's still a path. It's slender. There are some reports that this is definitely not going to happen. I don't believe that after talking to my sources. I think they actually are still considering this, maybe for after the election. But the pressures are coming from political advisors worried that jeopardizing any votes in the black community in what could be a heavily contested election, that might be the difference for President Biden in some states. So I don't know if we can say for sure that this ban won't happen, but it certainly has been a blow for a ban that was expected to take effect at this point almost a year ago.
Dan Diamond, Washington Post national reporter investigating health, politics, and policy on WTOP. Let's talk transportation Saturday morning. You very well may see more police out on the roads these days if you're driving through Fairfax County specifically. It is all part of a targeted approach to crack down on speeders and distracted drivers in the region. This morning, WTOP Scott Gelman riding along with an officer to get a firsthand look at just how the Road Shark campaign is actually working.
Speed limit's 25, they're doing 44. We'll go ahead and make a stop.
Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is watching a black Nissan SUV speed down Columbia Pike here in Annandale. He's turning his lights on. And when the car stops, he notices its registration sticker says April of 2022.
The three that I'm looking at right now are going to be for the speed, the safety inspection, and the registration.
Police are increasing visibility and enforcement along busy roads as part of their Road Shark campaign.
Ultimately, we know it's that speed is the thing that kills, and our goal is that education, enforcement, and reducing ultimately our fatalities and our fatal accidents within Fairfax County.
During this year's first wave, almost 5,700 warnings and tickets were given out. This is the second wave.
Showing them that we're out here, we are enforcing the traffic laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and really trying to keep our roadway safe.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Southwest Airlines having some trouble right now. It has announced a multi-million dollar loss for the first quarter of the year, and it's cutting service at four different airports. Part of the reason we hear for the losses are the fuel and labor cost, as well as Boeing scaling back production of new planes, you may remember. And would you believe the no-frills airline is now proposing a first-class section?
This is something that they are looking at now. Customers have said that it's something that they want. They've been doing studies of customers, and maybe they want that. They may want assigned seating as well. For many people, they don't want to fight 24 hours before to get that A or B boarding pass or to pay for the early bird. They just want to get an assigned seat and get it. And when it comes to first class, that is money right there for any airline. It doesn't cost the airline that much more to have a bigger seat up there, but they can charge us a whole lot more to sit there. And for airlines that have first class, most of them, they make a lot of money off of it.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone on WTOP. Meantime, members of Congress from Virginia and Maryland now citing newly released data to press their argument for not increasing the number of flights at Reagan National Airport. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, figures show 20% of the departures and 22% of arrivals at the airport already experience delays. To that end, the lawmakers point to data that suggests adding 5 round-trip flights would increase total delays by more than 12 hours a day. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And our first midnight hit Saturday morning with Rob.
Capitals' return home was not triumphant, losing 3-1 to the New York Rangers to fall into an 0-3 hole in the best-of-seven series. Alex Ovechkin got 4 shots on goal after only 1 over the first 2 games. But how do you actually score, Ovi?
I have to find the open space more. You know, it's players. It's a different level of hockey. And you just have to play your game. If you're not scoring, you have to set the tone in a different way, physical.
The Caps will try to avoid a series